Almost Friday. Howdy, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is March 14th, 2024. I'm Max Crawford, along with Kaylee Thomas. As we approach the weekend, we've got some changes on the way, but it could start with a Thursday that kind of looks a lot like Wednesday. Unless. More on that and less in just a moment, but as we get the day started, some patchy fog, some mist, some drizzle, very similar to what we saw yesterday, just enough to wet the pavement out there, maybe give us a couple hundredths of an inch through about midday, especially though through mid-morning. Then, like yesterday, we'll look for the clouds to break apart a little bit and even find some sunshine. That should be enough to get us into the low to mid-80s today. South winds anywhere from 10 to 20, gusting to about 30 miles per hour. Expect that throughout the day too. And honestly, for most of, if not all of us, that's about all you need to know for your Thursday. Now we get to the unless part. And that unless is unless the cap does not hold today. Right now, we're expecting that little warm layer of air in the low to mid levels to keep all of this air down here closer to the surface and not tap into some upper level dynamics that could allow for some strong thunderstorms. We think that cap breaks along the dry line well off to our north before we get to the late afternoon and early evening. As far south as about DFW or even central Texas, but right now it just does not look very likely in our neck of the woods. That being said, like we've talked about all week, if we do see thunderstorms pop up today, they will be capable of turning strong very quickly. Strong winds and hail will be the main threat, but we can't rule out an isolated tornado potential, but again, that just does not look super likely today. Very, very likely you just keep it gusty, humid, warm, very similar to what we saw on Wednesday.
And then we get you into your Friday, where the data's still a little bit dicey and a little bit split, especially on timing. On one hand, one of our models is favoring an earlier arrival of rain and thunderstorms. We're talking right around sunrise, then we see a little bit of a dip into the afternoon before a rise in activity into the evening hours. Now, if this is the setup that we see, and we do see more morning storms, all modes of severe weather will need to be monitored for. Talking hail, winds, and a brief spin-up tornado, not out of the question either. And on the other hand, our in-house version of Pinpoint Forecast, it shows some showers, maybe a stray rumble around sunrise to mid-morning, but really the bulk of the activity doesn't come in until later in the afternoon and into the evening. It also comes in a different fashion, a line. If this is what we see come to fruition on Friday, while all modes of severe weather will need to be monitored for, I think our concern is mainly a straight-lined wind threat as that line moves in. That being said, we still have some uncertainty in the forecast. Data is continuing to come in, and we'll get that more often as we move through your Thursday. So here over the next 24 hours, we'll continue to monitor that data and see how things are trending and see if we can get some better agreement and a better model consensus as we get closer. And as always, as that data moves in, the best resource for us and for you is the Pinpoint Weather app. We will be able to get you that information quickly and efficiently. And if any changes do come along, it's just a great resource for you. KBTX.com, also fantastic there. We've got an article up now talking about Thursday and Friday's storm potential and even dips our toes into the weekend rain chance as well.
Speaking of the weekend, it still looks like it is going to be a good idea to have the rain gear handy. This trough of low pressure that we at one point thought was just going to eject eastward across the Great Plains into the East Coast looks like it's going to stall kind of somewhere over Southern California to Arizona. And though that cold front is slated to arrive on Friday and cool us down a little bit for the weekend, there's still going to be some upper level energy, some moisture to work with. So at the very least, we're talking gray skies for Saturday and Sunday looking pretty likely. And at the most, we're talking another round or two of some showers and thunderstorms, especially on Saturday. Now, really, we're not looking at a huge severe weather potential for Saturday. I think that's a little more likely down closer to the Gulf Coast, but some brief heavy rain and some rumbles of thunder, maybe even some lightning, certainly a possibility for St. Patrick's Day weekend. So you want to keep the Pinpoint Weather app handy for Saturday as well. Early look at St. Patrick's Day Sunday does show the potential for a couple more of those lingering showers, but it looks like most of that is going to be light. And there's a potential that that is confined to the morning, and we really don't see a ton through the afternoon. Might even find a couple breaks in the clouds to help make that green beer shine a little bit better. Next week, right now looks pretty quiet, at least through about Wednesday. Monday, only a very quick chance for a shower or two, and high temperatures in the 60s for a couple of days. We will absolutely take that. Overnight lows currently slated for the 40s to low 50s, and then we will keep eyes on another potential storm system that rolls through around Wednesday to Friday of next week, but it does look to salvage the weekend as of right now.
And that'll just about do it here for your Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Again, we're keeping eyes on the radar as early as this afternoon, but really our focus is on Friday and lingering into the weekend. We'll keep you updated. We'll have another update on your Friday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. For now, you'll have a fantastic rest of the day. For meteorologist Max Crawford, I'm Kaylee Thomas. We'll catch you on the next one.